Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What up? What's happening? You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willigan. We'll take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot to get to. A recap. The big news of the week, locally, nationally, Washington Commanders back out on the practice field for their second OTAs. I was out there, boots on the ground, so I will empty my OTA notebook as we roll throughout the program. We'll take you up the Nats baseball here on the Fan. Getting underway at 3:35 with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring you Nats on deck. Playing game two of a weekend series against the Texas Rangers last night for the Washington Nationals. They were successful. Really good evening. 2-0 winners against the old Texas Rangers. And Michael Soroka. When Michael Soroka was brought here this offseason, I think a lot of people looked at him as a guy who has pitched at a very high level before in his career. Obviously, injuries have kind of muddied his career to this point. But he's a young man that at one point in time, at the start of his career, looked like a dude who, hey, maybe can be, maybe not the ace of a rotation, but at least a number three or number four starter. I think you go back to 2019 with Michael Soroka, second year in Atlanta with the Braves, 13-4 record, 2.68 ERA. He's got stuff. Now, injuries have obviously really muddied up, his career to this point. But last night you saw the good version of Michael Soroka and what he could be. Really good command, really good evening. Last six innings, gives up just 2 hits, punches out 7. And the bullpen came in and was really good as well. Brad Lord was good. Ferreira was good. Finnegan comes in and wraps the bad boy up, and that was all she wrote. Now, offense, a little bit hard to come by for the Nats, just 5 hits last night, but the fact that you're able to come away with a win in a muddy, nasty, dirty game that was last night, you feel good about yourself. Now, albeit it's against the Rangers, right? Texas isn't very good, but I think you can still take away a bunch of positives from the victory. And moving forward here, when we're looking big picture here at the Washington Nationals, because it wasn't had been the worst week for the bunch is how I would describe it. I was saying it last weekend as I was sitting here with my guy, little top Ben Strober. We were talking about just how important this week was going to be for the Washington Nationals, what this week would mean for the Washington Nationals. And I think the way that they handled themselves against the Cubbies, losing 2 out of 3, was interesting. I thought the performance that they got out of Mackenzie Gore on, what was that, Wednesday night? I mean, just absolutely brilliant. 7 innings, a 3-hit ball, and you just saw what he is capable of, man. And we had this conversation last week on overtime. There is so much discussion and discourse around Mackenzie Gore and what he is and what he would be on another team. What he proved this week, doesn't matter what I am on another team. On your team, I am the ace. I am the most reliable arm. I am the most dynamic arm. And it will continue to be as such throughout the remainder of the regular season, I feel like. Consistency is the big thing that everyone talks about with him. I think it's very clear that he has started to gain that consistency here over the first 60-plus games of the regular season. Wild card update for you. Nats 5.5 games behind the San Francisco Giants for that third and final wild card spot in the National League. Ironically enough, Texas Rangers 5.5 spots back of the final wild card spot in the American League. So a series that's very important to both of these teams. It will continue here this afternoon. You can catch all of the action right here on The Fan. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up beginning at about 3:35 with Nats on deck. And then it is a 4:05 first pitch. The young gun, Mitch Parker, on the bump for the Washington Nationals. So we will see just how he is able to fare. We'll talk more about the Nationals as we get closer to handing things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. But as I mentioned, there is so much to get to here this weekend, here this Saturday, based off of how electric the week was. At game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. And then before that, a couple of days prior, Tom Thibodeau canned as the head coach of the New York Knicks. And I never want to root against the guy. I never want to root against someone's job security. But I told you so. I told you so when it came to Tom Thibodeau and him being outed as the head coach of the New York Knicks. It is not something that comes as a surprise to your boy. And look, Tom Thibodeau got canned because he underachieved. The Knicks underachieved. You can say what you want about them punching their ticket to the conference finals. When they made that trade for Karl Anthony Towns right before camp started, if I would have told you, if the Knicks would have told you, that, hey, your trip to the finals consists of beating a super inexperienced Pistons team in round one, beating an undermanned Celtics team in round two, no Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown at about 70%, no Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday not healthy either, and then the Pacers, you would have signed yourself up for that all day long. So the fact that New York did not punch their ticket to the finals, I think the only way you can look at it is as an utter disappointment. The only way you can look at it is as an utter disappointment. And the crazy, ironic part about all of it, the Knicks don't need to do anything from a personnel standpoint. That is the damning part about all of this. Is I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, feel like if you are the Knicks, I genuinely feel like in my heart of hearts, if you are New York, if you are the Knicks, there is really nothing you need to do. Nothing. This roster that Leon Rose and company put together is a good one. It is. I had an argument with a dude the other night talking about their lack of depth and the lack of interest and wanting to go deep in their rotation. Like, that's the stuff to me that matters for a coach. That's the difference between moving on and getting sent packing. And you saw that ultimately was the undoing for Tom Thibodeau. I think with all the conversation around Tom Thibodeau and his lack of job security, I think the job that Rick Carlisle did has to be commended. And it's something that you'll see throughout the duration of the finals. He can coach. This is a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. This is a championship winning coach. He's been here before. And I think Indiana's played that way. On the flip side for New York, on the flip side for the Knicks, like I said, I don't think you have to do much of anything. Some of the rumors that you're starting to hear is that other currently employed head coaches would be somebody that would be the next guy on deck for this job. Names that have been floated around. Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. Emi Udoka of the Houston Rockets. Chris Finch of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm sure Mike Malone, former Nuggets head coach, is somebody that would be interested in this gig. It's a great job. It is a great job to have. And when a season ends with a coach being fired, I think it's very easy to paint everything in this negative light. I think it's very easy to act as if everything is going awry. That's not the case at all with the New York Knicks. This is a well-put-together roster. It is. I don't think the personnel is necessarily the reason that New York came up short. I think it has everything to do with the personnel not being put in the best position to succeed. And that's the job of the head coach. That's the job of the head coach. And it was very ironic because at season's end, when they had the end of season presser right after they had lost, Jalen Brunson took the podium. And he was asked about the future and job security of Tom Thibodeau. And Brunson, I assume out of respect for Tibbs, bristled at the notion of Tom Thibodeau being let go. And then 48 hours later, and according to multiple reports, this was after the ownership group and front office spoke to, you know, several high-ranking players in the organization. I would include or assume that Jalen Brunson is a part of that contingency. Ultimately, the decision was made to move on from Tibbs. Now, I saw this coming. And I guess that's the premise of this entire segment, is I told you so. We talked about the Nats a little bit, but the premise of this entire segment is I told you so. In the NBA especially, their second season, as I like to call it, the NBA playoffs, more consequential than any postseason in all of professional sports, more than the NFL, more than baseball, Major League Baseball, more than the NHL. I think the NBA playoffs, more consequential in terms of if you do not reach expectations, if you do not get to the level that you were expected to get to, there will be sweeping consequences. And I think you will see that here throughout what I expect to be one of the most raucous NBA offseasons in recent memory. Giannis expected to be on the move. Kevin Durant expected to be on the move. The NBA draft coming up in... When's the NBA draft? NBA draft 2025. Can we find a date on the NBA draft? When's the NBA draft?
June 25th.
June 25th. There we go. So we're 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away from the start of the NBA draft. There will be plenty of movement then as well. I think the draft is where things get kicked off when it comes to the NBA. In the massive amount of player movement that I anticipate seeing this summer, I think the draft is where all of that gets going. Now, obviously, we'll talk about the Washington Wizards hot and heavy throughout the show as well as we move on. But 3 weeks away from the start of the NBA draft, one of the first dominoes of the NBA offseason has already fallen with Tom Thibodeau being outed as the head coach of the New York Knicks. What's next? That's kind of where my mind has went to. What is next? I mentioned the potential Giannis trade. The assumption that Kevin Durant's going to be on the move. Like, there will be... And I've said this already here. There is going to be more player movement, I think, of the star caliber, of the star variety. There'll be more player movement than we've seen in a long time. And that's not just me making this up. You saw the report that came out earlier this week, right prior to Thibodeau getting fired. Shams Charania, ESPN, speaking on, you know, hey, this will be an active NBA offseason. There will be guys that get moved. And the NBA postseason always adds to that because, as I continue to say, the most consequential second season in all of professional sports is the NBA playoffs. If you don't reach expectations, if you fall short of the goal, more times than not, major changes will come to your organization. I guess I'll briefly mention this because it's relevant. Coco Gauff just went final, won in straight sets, winning her first French Open title. It's always cool to see that. Huge fan of Coco Gauff. One of the younger players right now that are kind of trying to usher the game of tennis forward. And look at me trying to sound like somebody I'm not. I mentioned it. Don't laugh. I mentioned it because it's something that's relevant to the world. Maybe not to me. A lot more to get to. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Speaking of massive news, big time breaking college football news kicked off right before the start of this show. The NCAA officially being allowed to run wild after a judge slammed the gavel on a major decision. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Youngest in Charles and L. Willingham taking up to 335 before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Are we sure we're going to get Nats baseball today? Looks a little gloomy outside. So there's currently a 5% chance. That's it? 5% chance. Doesn't look like 5%.
It was raining earlier. I had my rain jacket on.
You have a rain jacket?
Yeah, I took the kids to Home Depot this morning for a little project time. They do kids projects once a month at Home Depot, and it was raining this morning. So.
Ah, okay.
You're wondering why there's paint all over my hands, my fingertips.
Well, I haven't got to see your hands yet, but rain withstanding, we will have Nats baseball for you here on The Fan coming up at 3:35. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take over on the pregame coverage. And Commander Jigga tweets at me and said, bruh, golf just won the French Open. The first American woman in 10 to win, and you open with baseball. Because what person out there, see, don't make me do this. What person out there genuinely, and I mentioned it.
You had a double overtime game last night too, you know.
Let's just be real. I care about sports that matter. The NHL doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. It's been a pretty good series so far.
I could care less. And I'm not going to sit here and waste time pretending like I want to talk about it. I mean, that's just ridiculous. This isn't that program. If you came here to hear about the NHL, you're going to be sadly mistaken.
You're not going to throw any rats on the ice?
No. No. A league that doesn't matter. And no one cares about.
I mean, it's kind of the coolest trophy in sports.
That's just you being whatever you're being right now. It's ignorant. No one cares about it. No one, meaning me. And I'm the only person that matters right now.
Nobody in charge cares about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. What I do care about, though, is the NBA Finals and Game 2 of that series coming up tomorrow night. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better opening game of the Finals than what you got Thursday night between OKC and Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton, just a history-making performance, man, in terms of what he was able to accomplish down the stretch. So teams, when trailing by 9-plus points in the final 3 minutes of an NBA Finals since 71, were 0-181. They were 0-181. Now they're 1-182 because of Tyrese Halliburton. And the big-time shot that he was able to hit down the stretch.
1-181.
1-100, that's what I said.
So 1-182.
They're now 1-182. That's what I'm saying. You want to host the show?
No, but there's not an additional. There's no 182. It's still 1-181. They didn't also lose.
So they were 0-182. Great. Big difference. Not relevant. Not relevant at all to the situation. Anyway, Tyrese Halliburton hit a big time shot last night. And I thought, or Thursday night rather. Want to tell me what the game wasn't last night?
It also was not last night. Yeah, that's true. It was hockey last night.
Who?
Hockey.
Exactly. Big shot that he hit. I think the conversation surrounding the finals entering this thing, the idea that this wasn't entertaining, the idea that this series wasn't good for the NBA, unless you are like a TV executive or work for some sort of major network, I don't see why someone would care about the ratings. And speaking of the ratings, here we go. Game 1 of the NBA Finals averaged a 4.7 rating and an $8.91 million viewers on ABC. The lowest rated finals, wow. Lowest rated finals and least watched finals opener since Nielsen began tracking ratings in 1988. Now that obviously excludes the COVID years in 2020 and 2021. So ratings aren't good, but I don't think you judge the popularity of a sport or the quality of basketball based off of ratings. That's just not, it's not how things work. So this idea that no one's watching, I just don't know. I wonder if it's because, is it because it's an ESPN broadcast? I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Now, it feels like ESPN's had the finals forever. But I don't know. There are folks out there that are going to, and it's always folks that are old and have gray hair and their gut sticks out. Everyone hates the new NBA, and I actually take it very personally. Some of the ridiculous commentary that you all have surrounding a sport that you couldn't play. I think it's hilarious. I think it's absolutely hilarious. Some of you have never picked up a ball in your damn life, yet you feel you have the place and the right to comment on the current state of the game. Come on. Internet's changed. Cars have advanced. The game has advanced. I can't believe he really tweeted at me about Coco Golf. Like, what are we really doing here? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say about Coco Golf? See, I'm not like other posted people that'll just come up here and say whatever. I don't know a diddly poo about Coco Golf or the NHL playoffs. So why the hell would I mention it? And that doesn't make me less of a radio host or less of a sports personality. It makes me someone that talks about things that people care about. Athens, Indianapolis. We're 30 minutes into the show, and it's your fault, Metal Chris.
Well, you know, you start off by saying that the NHL is irrelevant, so the Rooster's listening, so he'll be giving you a call later. But then you follow it up with the NBA has the lowest ratings it has in God knows how long. I mean, the ratings do tell the tale. It's two small market teams with other than
ratings
Alexander,
do not tell the tale, you know, because most people my age don't consume the game with cable. No one has cable. TV ratings are irrelevant. Everyone streams everything. How the hell do Nielsen ratings matter?
Okay. So the TV ratings are irrelevant Washington was the worst watch football team in the NFL a few years ago. you're like robbing Peter to pay Paul here. What you're saying?
The hell with Peter and Paul.
Listen, it's two small market teams. I'm not saying they don't have some great players, but it's not the players like the Currys or the LeBrons.
Guess what, Athens? Guess what, Athens? They're going to retire at some point. If people are watching basketball to watch LeBron James and Steph Curry, then you're not a basketball fan. You're just a groupie.
Oh, you're all over the place today, but let me get back to my point why I called. Listen, the Knicks traded four picks for their third or fourth scoring option, okay? So if that's their goal to do something like that again, to acquire Giannis, you're going to see this team go back in time 15 or 20 years. Dude, when they beat us in game one, I was 15 years old again. I got in the time machine and went back in time to back when Reggie Miller did that. And then my family went to a party after that game, and there was this guy talking about the game, basically saying expletive the Knicks. I wanted to fight him, Linnell. I sounded like you 2 minutes ago. I was all over the place. I wanted to fight this guy at a family party, but I went back in time. My point is that I understand why they got rid of Tibbs. I think it's because he doesn't adapt and he went to his bench too deep. But I really think that you traded four players for Bridges. He's your third or fourth scoring option. What's your plan to acquire that extra player? Because I agree with you. I think they're one player away from what they really need to get over the hump, not a total like shakedown to get Giannis. But I think they're about one player away. But when you trade away all your draft picks for a guy to be your third or fourth scoring option, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense either.
Well, they haven't drafted worth a damn, so all their players are not in-house guys. They've all been acquired by other teams, so that's never been something that they do. The Knicks built their roster to beat Boston. They have the quintessential roster to beat Boston. They have the best chance, the best makeup to beat Boston. They got a bunch of switchable wing defenders. They need a new coach. They could leave their roster the exact same and hire a coach that has some sort of creativity offense. Why don't you go coach Nick? I guarantee you, you would draw better offense than Tom Thibodeau, who is like Ron Rivera reincarnated. All he does is stand there with his arms crossed, looking angry. I hate it. Athan, I appreciate you as always. I don't know what you did to me, Chris, and I'm 100% blaming this on you. I don't know what was done to me to start this show. It's Saturday at 12:30 p.m., and I'm bitter.
You're fired up,
no,
man.
No, I'm bitter. Describe me correctly. I'm bitter.
All right.
I'm not fired up. Eric is in Silver Spring. Eric, I hope you have something kind to say about the sport that I love.
Oh, man, Riverboat Tibbs, huh?
Riverboat Tibbs is exactly how you should describe him.
Man, look, let me tell you something. It's crazy, right, because I got a friend. He's the type, growing up, he never got picked to play any basketball. He never got picked. But he critiques the NBA. It's nothing but a three-point league. It's boring. And I always ask him, why the hell do you watch it then?
Yeah.
That's all you do around. You got to understand, too, people are going to complain because that's just who people are.
Yeah.
If it was the Lakers and the Celtics in the championship every year, people would be pissed about that. Man, I love this series, man, from a I have family in Canada, so I got two. At least I know two guys from Canada are going to win a goddamn NBA ring this year. My mother's from the Caribbean. Shay's parents are from the Caribbean. Okay. Like, I love this series, man. Like, this series here, I'm going to watch every game. And look, so what? It was the two low. I mean, the media markets for both these cities are not the biggest. Man, it's still basketball.
Unless you're a TV executive, that shouldn't matter to you at all.
It shouldn't matter to you at all.
Like,
hey, if I'm about to watch a game with somebody, they're like, oh, I can't watch because they're not getting any ratings. They might get punched in the face.
That's the energy that I want. Eric in Silver Spring, I appreciate you. I hope you have a good weekend, man. Just don't punch anybody in the face unless they do what you said they did. 1-800-636-1067. I had no clue we were going to go that way. I guess I will be a good radio host. I'll pay off the last tease. You know, there's more to do, and there's more happening in the world of sports than just complaining about the NBA Finals. There's big-time college football news that broke down and cracked off this morning. We'll get you the details on that. A judge slamming the gavel on a huge settlement. College athletes, no more restrictions when it comes to being paid directly from the university. We'll give you the details on that next. Plus, hold on. Before I go to break, Coco Gauff won the French Open. You listen to The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
6-1-0-6-7. I'm not as upset anymore. I'm not.
I do have a question for you, Linnell.
You're not allowed to ask questions.
Did you hear about Magnus Carlsen's chess loss to the 19-year-old Dukesh in his recent Norwegian tournament? The number one player in the world just lost in a major upset to a 19-year-old. I thought that was important sports news you might want to talk about today.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding, my man.
I just, wow. You sure know how to just take the wind right out of my sails. Is that how you say that?
I guess so, man. I'm not much of a sailor. I don't know.
You're not much of a sailor.
No.
Shocker. 1-800-636-1067. I said that I was better. I'm not. Because I can't scroll down my timeline without seeing people bitch and complain about ratings. I'm so annoyed with it. Unless you're a TV executive, shut up. Who cares? I illegally pirate every NBA game I watch. I'm not a part of the ratings.
Even the free
bucko.
Ones? Even the free ones?
Yeah. There are millions of other people out there illegally pirating the NBA as well. So don't come at me with ratings crap. No one cares about TV ratings. It's so irrelevant. When did you all become Andrew Marchand? You know who that is? Some of you are so wise and you talk so much about ratings, you don't even know the guy that's responsible. You don't even know the guy that writes about it for a living. And I keep hearing about people complaining about rate. Shut up! It's the most irrelevant conversation I've ever heard. Who cares about TV ratings? Can someone answer the question for me? You all are so infatuated by it. You all, it's at the tip of your tongue. It's all you can talk about with this finals. Not the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has got the most points regular season and playoffs entering the finals since Michael Jordan in 93. But we don't talk about that. We talk about TV ratings. You guys are a bunch of, man. And people just, they keep tweeting it, and they keep tweeting it, and they keep tweeting it. What is wrong with you people? Who cares? I just, Maybe I'm over exaggerating, but like there's just it's groupthink. There's the word I was looking for. Chris, help me out. Groupthink.
I don't care about the ratings in that context either. I mean,
just all but no. Like I've never turned on a game and been like, oh, I'm not gonna watch because it's two small market teams. What the hell are you like? That sounds. I have to relax.
I just
get frustrated when people copy each other's thoughts for the sake of doing it because it's the trendy, sexy, flashy thing to do. All you all do is follow each other and mimic each other. Who the hell cares about the ratings? And no one can answer the question. No one can answer the question of the relevancy of ratings. But yet it's what you all want to talk about. I'd rather talk about the stupid commander's name. I'd rather talk about that. I have more patience for folks that want the name changed back to Redskins than people who want to talk ratings all day long.
Let's not start those phone calls. Oh, man.
I'm serious. I would rather talk about that than talk about ratings. I've been trying to talk college football for 3 straight segments. I can't, Chris, because this is all I keep hearing about. Nielsen this, Nielsen that. Lowest rated finals this, lowest rated finals that. Who cares? Who cares? So here's this from Sports Media Watch. State of TV indicator. Game one was the lowest rated finals game ever among adults 18 to 34, but still accounted for nearly 44% of all TV viewing in that demographic. Adults under 35 just don't watch linear television. That's the point. That's what I'm trying to get to. And so certain things, and I guess I got to go back and be sure and concrete in what I'm saying before I bust that off. But, like, that's my whole thing. I thought ratings, television ratings, were calculated by who's watching on the box via your TV provider. You know how many people do not consume the game that way? You're almost in the minority if you're sitting down and watching a game on cable. Like, you're damn near in the minority if that's how you consume the product.
That's how I watch it all, so.
You're older though. Like my point is,
I put a bar in my house. I got a TV in that bar, and that's what I'm watching. Is usually 99% of the time sports or Sports Center.
So you're
something
part,
like it.
You're
you know?
You're a ratings.
You've been
warrior.
In my house. You seen the bar. You know what I
you're,
do.
You're a ratings warrior. Then, good for you. I just don't think. I think the way we consume sports now is so different that ratings mean nothing. That's just how I feel about it. And you know what? You know what's so funny about ratings? We only use and talk about ratings to benefit and push whatever narrative we're trying to push. No one ever cares about ratings unless it's coming in an argument. People wanted to poo-poo on the WNBA. So what did I do? I brought up ratings. I don't care about ratings, but I brought it up to push my agenda, to push my narrative. That's what you all do. I'm no better than you. I'm no better than you. It's just sickening to me. We've spent two segments talking about ratings. Because I'm passionate about it. I'm annoyed about it. And all I can think about is that Chris Russell. He tweeted, oh. Congratulations to Coach Carberry. Can we do that? Can we get back on to sports for a second? Coach Spencer Carberry won the Jack Adams Award, given out to the best coach. Yes, the best coach in major, or excuse me, not Major League Hockey, the National Hockey League. Coach Carb's winning that. That was announced really about a half hour ago, as soon as we got on the air here. So really, really special moment for Coach Carb's. And when you think about how Coach Carb's started here in D.C., where all the different leagues that he's coached in throughout his career, and this being his first crack at the major league level as being a head coach, I think it's super impressive what we've seen from him. So after winning this, he now becomes the first coach of the year in the ECHL, the AHL, and the NHL. So quickly becoming one of the most decorated coaches in all of hockey.
I think it's cool, too, because after Boudreau kind of left, we got rid of him, there was a big search for a proper coach for this team for many years. And during
they wanted,
Obi's
they
prime,
wanted Dunn to a coach, didn't they?
Well, like, you know, they had like Dale Hunter for a year or two. Like, all these, you know, coaches would kind of come and go, and they could never really keep a good one that they wanted. And then I feel like they really could have won more cups had they had that solid coaching yeah. set up for just several years, like, you know, most dynasties do. And without that, you know, we won one, but I feel like we could have won more in that era. And it's good to see that we've got someone like that now running the team that can actually be the foundation going forward, you know.
For sure. I think it's awesome. That's awesome, though, for Coach Carbs. Also for the franchise.
He's a good coach. He deserves it.
Great coach. A lot was made of the Caps camaraderie and synergy this year. I think he deserves so much credit. I do. I think he deserves so much credit for that. In terms of, like, it's hard. I guess, I wonder in sports, I wonder if every sport has that dynamic. Like, if it's that difficult to get guys to be on the same page. I guess basketball a lot different than hockey. Roster sizes change that. When you're trying to get 90 guys to like each other, it's probably a lot more difficult than getting 15 guys to like each other.
I look at the difference between Ron Rivera and Dan Quinn. Just the culture-wise, you know, right. Regardless of strategies and whatever else, but, like, right. Look at the culture-wise of how those guys have run this team, so.
For sure. Yeah. Someone, I'm going to block Athan. I'm going to block Athan today. I think that's what will make my day. You ever have just a troll in your life that everything they do is to spite you?
I don't think that's Athens'
No.
MO or whatever.
That's not his MO. That is his DNA. Damn a MO at this point. We've blown out the clock because I completely suck. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, we will get into the real big breaking news of the day. The college football news. We will get to that at some point here. Top of the 1 o'clock hours when we plan on doing that. When we come back, though, I said I was going to wait until later in the show to get into this. There was a ruling made by DC Public Schools yesterday And I want to get some of you all's thoughts on it. 1-800-636-1067. And before we open up the phones on that and really get people engaging, I'm a 27-year-old. I graduated high school in 2015. What I read yesterday online in terms of what D.C. Public Schools is doing, somebody had lost their damn mind. That's next on The Fan. I see some of you have calling in. You're talking to Chris, and then you're hanging up. I want to talk to you.
He didn't want to be on air. So.
No. I want to talk to you. So stop doing that.
That just was Bill in Falls Church, wherever he is out there. So.
Bill, I love you, man. Call back. 1-800-636-1067. We will get to the college football news, top of the 1 o'clock hour. I apologize to my guy, Travis Wigfall, out there, who's doing Uber, driving around on a Saturday, making some extra cash, and he wants to hear about the college football news. But you all won't stop making me talk about ratings. Now you're making me talk about ratings. You see how manipulative and condescending I am? That's what you get from me on a Saturday. You don't get the fun energizer, but you don't get that. You get a pissed off, angry me because of Athen and Metal Chris.
Yeah, it's got to be my fault, right? I'm number one here.
Well, you are 100% public enemy number one with this.
Don't believe the hype.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Love that song, by the way.
Don't believe the hype. One thing I did not mention, and this is actually probably going to rub people the wrong way as well. It's more about, and Athen just tweeted at me calling me Linus Reese.
Didn't you block him, you said?
No, I would never actually block Athen. Athen's in reality is my man. He's just a troll. He's just a follically challenged nice Greek troll. But no. We have a lot to get to. We're having a good time here. In the 1 o'clock hour, if I actually am a good host and follow through on the tease, there is something that came across my timeline yesterday. A big, and if you have a kid out there that is a part of the D.C. public school system, D.C. public school system, I guess is the right way to say that. And you already know the news that I'm going to break a little bit later. I want you to tweet at me at NELL_BTP. Or call us at 1-800-636-1067. In today's day and age, knowing all of the unfortunate terroristic attacks that happen at a school, limiting a child's use of a cell phone inside of a school building, I just don't think is a good idea, especially when all these schools, even in today's day and age, after we've seen a whole bunch of unfortunate incidents.
They don't want the teachers being recorded is probably the real issue.
Ah.
The teachers do something they're not supposed to. All the students can record them and get them in trouble now, and it's hard to hire new teachers, so they don't want that. That's probably the real issue.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but apparently next year they're banning cell phones in D.C. public schools. I've never heard of a worse idea. How about D.C. public schools and the folks that are in charge, why don't you just put your minds together and find a way to properly govern the use of cell phones in schools? Because I'll tell you what, a lot of the protocols that these public school systems have, and I'm not trying to throw shade at public schools. I went to a public school. Schools in general, the protocols that are in place suck. So, yeah, I would like my kid to have direct access to 911 instead of having to run to one of the 6 landlines that they have in the damn school. I mean, what an idiotic decision the D.C. public schools is making. How the hell are you going to tell a kid or tell a parent they can't send their kid to school with a cell phone? What if they have an emergency? I got a cell phone because of an emergency in high school. I had supraventricular tachycardia. I still have supraventricular tachycardia. It's a rapid heartbeat where I could be sitting down and my heart rate could jump to 260. You think I got time to walk to the damn nurse's office in that situation? You think I got time for them to do an all call? No. And pull out your cell phone and you handle business like you're supposed to. Now, I get it. There are kids that abuse the use of the cell phone. Weed them out. It's your job. That's what you sign up for when you're a teacher. You're a part-time babysitter. And you just are. That's no slight to the kid or to you. That's just the nature of the beast.
Well, you can't weed them out of public schools. They got to go to public school. That is part of the thing.
No, I'm saying you can't. You can't weed. You got to weed out the kids that are using it. Not weed them out saying take them out of the school. Sure. Find a way to govern it.
I mean, honestly, I just feel like at a certain point you start incorporating them.
You have kids.
Yeah, but you start incorporating the phone usage somehow. So you're like, all right, I'm going to send you your homework on your phone. Do it right now or, you know, like whatever.
Right.
So, like, you start incorporating it. It's like when we started getting computers in the school. I'm sure you grew up, they were already mm-hmm. in all the schools.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, that was like a new thing. And they were kind of getting rolled out. And a lot of teachers didn't know what a computer was or how to use them. And it's kind of, this is a new similar situation.
Were you getting in trouble for playing ping pong? What's the game?
So this is back before they had like website filters and stuff, and we would just pull up like dirty websites on the library computers and leave them up,
and
walk away to like random people.
That
was our old prank, you know, because they didn't have all the filters and things back then.
That's
yet.
Awful. that poor librarian.
I'm sure they laughed at some of it. It was just goofy stuff.
We got to go. 1-800-636-1067. We'll finally get to it, I promise. A judge okayed a $2.8 billion settlement, paving the way to pay college athletes. How does it impact the ever-changing landscape of college football? We'll chew on that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.